Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And Angela Roll from Yardbirds Farm in Williamsburg. Do you know the band, the Yardbirds?
I do. My husband is a musician, a drummer.
Are you being sued by, like,
not yet.
Jimmy Page or anybody
like that?
Not to
my knowledge.
Okay, that's a good place to start. But you and your husband, not from this area originally, one of the up-and-coming generations of farmers. We talked to a lot of farmers of all stripes in this segment, including heritage farmers who've been part of farms for 200 years. You and your husband, not from here, but met in Korea.
We did meet in Korea. My husband is originally from north of the Boston area, and we met teaching English in rural Korea. We lived in Boston for a couple of years after that. Well, we took a lot of our inspiration from rural Korea because everybody has a little farm in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And on these farms, they grow basically everything that they need for making kimchi for the year, for going into the winter.
I love
so,
kimchi.
Yeah, napa cabbage, carrots, onions, garlic. And then the whole town sort of gets together and makes this massive 1,000-gallon batch of kimchi. And everyone takes their pull based on like what they contributed that year. So a really interesting sort of community involvement in your agriculture and everybody working together. We took our inspiration and we built a model in Boston where we would farm in people's backyards and the families whose yards we were using for the yard share program would get a CSA in exchange for us farming there. And we'd take the additional produce over to the farmers markets in the area.
Sounds like the maple syrup model that a lot of people use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Small backyard maple syrup makers will go and tap their friends' trees and then give them a bottle of maple syrup when it's all said and done. Now, are you farming in somebody's backyard here in Williamsburg?
We are not. We're farming on somebody's land.
Do they know about it?
They
do. Should we have kept your identity secret?
You're getting me in so much trouble.
Oh, my
today.
God.
I'm going to get sued.
Oh, no. By the yard bird?
They do know about it, yes.
And what were they doing with the land before?
There's an alpaca farm on some of the land, and then we farm about an acre and a half in vegetables, and we use about a half acre for chickens and apiary setup.
So that's basically what you brought today. You brought some what looks like delicious honey, you brought some eggs, you brought some hand cream made from honey. Don't eat it, you said?
It's made from beeswax.
Oh, beeswax,
yes.
Okay.
Don't eat it. You can. My dog likes to eat it.
It won't make me sick.
No.
It just doesn't taste very good.
It just doesn't taste good.
Olive oil, grapeseed oil, coconut oil, cocoa butter, and beeswax.
Mm-hmm.
Handwritten on there. But I do like, you know, and this is what the new generation of farmers bring to things, the kind of hipster influence, which is the notion of you put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it!
Yardbirds Farm, a beautiful picture of a duck with a cool logo that says Yardbirds on it.
What a sad little tote bag. I know, I'll put a bird on it. Did you see this bag before? I didn't. Now there's a bird.
Put a bird on it.
Are you making kimchi? Are you growing stuff for kimchi at your farm? Can that grow here in the valley? I don't even know if I know.
We do. Korean climate actually is pretty similar to ours, and we do make stuff for kimchi. We make 2 or 3 kimchis a year. Harvest the cabbage, pound it, make the chi. We actually taught a workshop at the Northampton Winter Market about making lacto-fermented kimchi.
Ooh, nice. And it's good. Probiotic, good for digestive.
Not against anything. It's good.
Angela Roll from Yardbirds Farm. You can get your stuff at the Northampton Winter's Market, eventually at the Ashfield Market, but there's a bunch of restaurants in the area that are carrying the Yardbirds as well.
Yeah, we sell our produce to Paul and Elizabeth's, Bistro Le Gras, Greenfield Community College, Williamsburg Market, The Dirty Truth, and King Street Eats.
Out of the Yardbirds played at UMass back when Jimmy Page was with them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until just recently either. But anyway, that has nothing to do with your farm, Yardbirds, Angela Roll.
You're now going to be focusing also on edible flowers.
We did a lot of greens last year, and we want to expand into edible flowers. So calendula, nasturtium, a nice hyssop. I hope I'm saying that right. And sort of experimenting also with mixing those edible flowers with our greens to create like this really beautiful, delicious, dynamic greens.
Do the flowers taste good?
They had a little bit of a radish flavor in the
nasturtiums. Yeah, it's a little bit spicy.
And the colors are amazing.
So I shouldn't just go randomly eat flowers?
Probably not, no.
Like if I get roses for somebody, don't eat them.
You can eat roses.
I'm just going to wait till tulip season and start going crazy, biting the heads off of all of them.
Just get your edible mix from Yardbirds, and they've done the screening for you.
Phil Corman from CESA and Angela Roll from Yardbirds. Phil, there's a big CESA get-together and potluck.
Every year we have an annual meeting, we call it, but actually it's an opportunity to pull 170 people into a room, do a huge potluck. We won't have kimchi, but we'll have lots of other things, depending on what people bring to eat. It's Friday, March 21st. It's going to be at the Northampton Senior Center. And you do have to RSVP. You can RSVP to me, to phil@buylocalfood.org.